WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing mamas. Laura Bennett here. I welcome back to another episode of Mom Mindset Affirmations for Patience and Presence. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels like it's miles long and you're running on fumes? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It's time we talked about something super important. Prioritizing your own needs. Because, let's be honest, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? And I know what you might be thinking. Laura, that sounds impossible. Between school drop-offs, soccer practice, meal prep, and everything else, finding time for myself feels like a distant dream. But trust me, it's not as unattainable as you think. Today, we're diving into five powerful strategies to help you reclaim your time and energy so you can show up as the best version of yourself for your family and, most importantly, for you. First things first. Say yes to saying no. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but seriously, Mama Bear needs boundaries. Learning to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is a game changer. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but remember, you have the right to protect your time and well-being. Next up, schedule me time like it's any other important appointment. Don't wait for free time to magically appear. Block off 30 minutes, an hour, whatever works for you on your calendar and treat it as sacred. Whether it's a hot bath, a walk in nature, reading a good book, or just sitting in silence with a cup of tea, use that time to recharge and reconnect with yourself. Thirdly, embrace the power of delegation. You don't have to do everything. Delegate tasks to your partner, older kids, or even outsource some things if possible. Remember, asking for help is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and wisdom. Fourth, reframe your mindset around self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you are better equipped to handle the challenges of motherhood with grace and resilience. Think of it as an investment in yourself and your family. And finally, practice gratitude for the little things. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys. A warm cup of coffee, a snuggle with your child, a beautiful sunrise. These small moments can bring immense happiness and help you stay grounded amidst the chaos. Ever get that feeling like you're just running on autopilot? You know, where you're going through the motions, but not really living. That's what happened to me last week. I was so caught up in a whirlwind of activities, soccer games, school pickups, grocery shopping, cooking dinner, the whole nine yards that I completely forgot to breathe. One morning, as I was scrambling to get everyone ready for school, I realized I hadn't even had time for a cup of coffee, let alone a moment to myself. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I needed to make a change. So, I decided to carve out 30 minutes before everyone woke up and just sat on my porch with a cup of tea and enjoyed the quiet sunrise. It was incredible. The fresh air, the gentle breeze, the peaceful stillness, it felt like a million miles away from the hectic life I was living. In that short time, I felt my stress levels melt away, and I had a renewed sense of clarity and purpose. Listen, mamas, we juggle a lot. But remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you create a ripple effect that benefits everyone in your life. So, let's recap. Say no to things that drain you. Schedule me time, delegate tasks, reframe self-care as non-negotiable, and practice gratitude for the little things. And most importantly, remember that you are worthy of love, care, and attention. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your needs? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media using #MomMindset. Let's support each other on this journey. Until next time, keep shining bright, mamas.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.